on Rise FM in 60 Minutes, Mpumalanga, Azisha.
You are still listening to Rise FM Lunch. Still translating children into your language here on your Feel Good radio station. So as promised, joining us on the line is the one and only CEO of Konke Kuhamba Kahle. Joining us, Umlungisi Mula, here on Rise FM Lunch, the CEO of this particular brand. Good afternoon to you, brothers. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you, Sisi?
Yeah, Pila. You know, I wondered what you would say if I were to ask you, Kuti, how are you doing? I mean, I thought, Kuti, Tota, I come back.
She said, the lap was at his second.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us here in Mpumalanga. Are you Mpumalanga, Brad? Were you born in this province?
I'm from here.
Where exactly in Mpumalanga?
I was born at Tazache, but I grew up at Stensdorp and Ekulindeni. But okay. I'm currently residing in Witbank. Yeah.
Mlungisi, would you say that you are a born entrepreneur? Because most people will tell you, I started doing business at a very early age. Are you one of those?
Oh, yes, I'm one of those. In fact, my mother, she still sells clothes even today. So I grew up in that particular environment.
Yeah. So Konke Kuhamba is regarded as one of the coolest brands in South Africa. I'm pretty sure you've heard this a couple of times. Is this something you own as a brand?
We are very cool. We make fashion to be cool. That's who we are. You cannot say the word cool without mentioning Konke Kuhamba.
I love that. Absolutely love that. But why this particular name? Why this brand name? As you decided to go into apparel, why Konke Kuhamba Kahle? The story behind it.
It's confessions. You see, the power of life and death is in our tongue. So Konke Kuhamba Kahle is not just a brand, but a statement of faith. That Konke Kuhamba Kahle. And if you can look at it carefully, it's Swati as well. It's Konke Kuhamba Kahle. So I wanted to put Swati out there to the world as well, to say we as people, Swati-speaking people, who can still have something that belongs to us and we can trade to the other people.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I saw that. It's very clear. Hey? It's very, very clear.
Very.
It's in the name. Definitely is in the name. How did Konke Kuhamba Kahle all start, the very, very foundation of this particular business? It's Kalagupi.
We started 2014, but we started with few items, which were T-shirts and a few items that were brand. But the brand really started 2014, 10 years old now in the game.
Yeah.
So, but here, ungendeya kutsi kulabanye bantu sibasha, but we are very old.
Has the brand remained the same from when you started, or have you, evolved over the years? I'm looking at the writing, the capital letters, everything. It's in the name, like I said. So I'm thinking to myself, when you first started, say a decade ago, is this the same text and font styles that you have had and kept up until now?
Oh, yes. I think we have maintained the same font and the designs. But what we usually change on, it's our designs, but the name remains the same. Mm-hmm. So some of them will have an abbreviation, but we've stuck to the name Konke Kuhamba Kahle upon all of our items. 14, which means Konke, 14 means and the press, 2014.
Okay, I hear you. The designing of the merchandise, some people who go into especially printing out apparel, if it's your sweaters, T-shirts, caps and the likes, buy the products and then they just put on the print. How do you source that? Is it something you manufacture yourselves?
Yeah, we manufacture them ourselves, but take a young brand lokhulako, so it's my cousins. The last thing is Masima Shine. But it's everywhere. We try to fight the counterfeit and we're still dealing with them even today. But it's one of the signs that we're growing, because nobody can copy something that's not growing. It's either way in a corner, it still serves as marketing, but we are on top of them as we speak.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm wondering how you handle counterfeit goods. Some of the world's biggest brands experience the same struggles that you're experiencing now with that. But how exactly are you tackling that situation?
Okay, because as a local brand or any brand, you need to be trademarked.
Yeah.
So we do have a trademark that protects us to say we are the legal owners of Konke Kuhamba Kahle.
Yeah.
So what we try to do as well, we have a responsibility to protect our customers in the sense that by creating brand awareness to say there are particular places that are selling our counterfeit,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to make sure that people, they know the original
yeah.
and the fake, because in most cases we find that the people who are buying the fake, they are not our customers. So we try and expose all of those things, because you never lose a customer that you never had. So we try always to deal with that.
I wanna further that question. You see me in the streets wearing a T-shirt that bale konke with a KONKE. Kuhamba kahle. What do you do to me? Do you just walk by, or do you just like ask me where I bought the T-shirt?
No, we do ask where have you bought this, because
yeah.
there's another one in Zimbabwe. They are borrowing everything. They just removed the H. It's Konke. At every
yeah.
design that we do, but they use our pictures to scam people. So, and we had instances whereby people will come to us and say, hey, I've made a purchase online. Or don't tell them, check the numbers you're communicating in the channels. It is not us. So we try all by means to create a brand awareness. That's why we're
uh-huh.
trying to be visible on social media, try to open stores in different places so that people
uh-huh.
can access the brand easily.
Do you have a store in Mbombela? Do you have a store in Mbombela?
Mbombela was, we're coming to Riverside Mall on the 27th and opening our shop there.
Yeah!
But we do have one in
Redbank.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we have one in Redbank, one in Midland, Pretoria, and one
yeah.
in Lugatini.
Nice, guys. How are the sales? Are you doing well, sales-wise?
We're cruising very nice. We're cruising very nice.
I love it. It's a very attractive brand. I mean, if I were young, I would say it's a cool brand. But I'll say it's a very attractive brand. And I see myself wearing it too. Looking forward to you opening a store here in Mbombela very, very soon. How can people reach you? Are you on social media? Are you active there? If I want to say, guys, I want deliveries, do you also do those?
No, we're big on social media. We have an online store on Instagram. We are Konke Kuhamba Kahle Clothing. Facebook,
yeah.
Konke Kuhamba Kahle Clothing. It's @KonkeC.
Yeah.
So we're everywhere.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Mlungisi, thank you so much. You sound like a very busy man. I'm wishing you all the best within the industry that you operate in. You sound very passionate about what you do. And we hope your brand grows even bigger. And hopefully you get to employ some of our locals here in the Mbombela area, yeah?
For sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward as well to seeing you on the opening.
Yeah, shout out. See you very, very soon. I'm going to get in my corner, because we were asking earlier on what's the lowest salary you've ever received. So I'm bringing this into this conversation. Hopefully you'll be one of the people who would receive an opportunity if that is available in the next couple of months. That was the CEO of Konke Kuhamba Kahle, Mlungisi Mula, CEO of the company. They sell hope, not products. And they did share, of course, he did share on the radio, there are counterfeits throughout the streets. It happens with the biggest brands. If you're doing well as a brand, somebody out there will definitely copy you, but they're trying to cattle that situation. So be sure to find them on social media. That's Konke Kuhamba Kahle on your Feel Good radio station. That was Udume Ngani here on Rise FM Lunch. Very, very exciting stuff. We want to load up that podcast for you in case you just joined us during mid-conversation. So jet over to risefm.co.za to catch up on all the details.